Guess what? Milnot. Brand new label and a new low price. Milnot. That's what? Milnot.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, for Wrigley Spearmint, the finest chewing gum treat that there is, we're speaking from Chicago, where we're sun-kissed and wonderful today. I say we're sun-kissed, of course, actually. The climate behooves all of us to get out in the public parks and the places where we can have a little bit of fun. Too bad we all have to work. But if this is work, so be it. I love it, because it's the playing of phonograph records and presenting to you some of the outstanding talent of show business today. And today our guest happens to be a young lady who just in the last 30 days has launched a career into the show business heavens that I'm certain is going to carry her like a meteor right across the whole broad blue. Her name is Miss Jody Sands, and you'll meet Jody and listen to her new record, her first record, as a matter of fact, right after we listen to Perry Como, The Girl with the Golden Braids.
I'm in love with a girl with a golden, can't live without the girl with the golden braids.
I saw a gal of golden hair dancing as I played. Never saw a gal so fair as the girl with a golden braid. I was traveling with a band, came to town and stayed. Knew I'd have to seek the hand of the girl with the golden braids.
Oh, dance, girl, dance and sway, dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine.
Yes, you'd be mine. Knew I had to take a chance, so I made a trade. Gave my fiddle for a dance with a girl with a golden braids. Now I'm through forevermore, Roman never paid. Found the life that I adore with a girl with a golden braids.
Oh, dance, girl, dance and sway, dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas standing in line, that I knew you'd be mine.
Oh, you'd be mine.
Sway, dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine.
You'd be mine. Now the boys are talking of my last serenade. Lucky me, I'm so in love with a girl with the golden braids. Ever since that night in June, life's a rosy shade. Dancing on my honeymoon with a girl with the golden braids.
Oh, dance, girl, dance and sway. Dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine. Dance, girl, dance and sway. Dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine. Yes, I knew you'd be mine.
That's Mr. Perry Como, the number one singer in the world today. I don't think anybody will argue that point. Perry Como with his Victor recording, The Girl with the Golden Braids. And I think one of the reasons that Perry Como is not only a great singer, but a great person, is proven by a situation that happened to me just the other day. I came down here to the studios of CBS in Chicago, WBBM, and picked up my mail, and there on top of the whole bundle was a letter from, guess who, Mr. Perry Como. And so nice, he said, "Dear Howard, almost every day after we leave our rehearsal for our show, I get into the automobile, and it's just about the time your program goes on the air, and I just want you to know how much I thoroughly enjoy all the interviews with all the stars. Signed, your very good friend, Perry Como." Well, it's letters like that that make people realize that Perry Como is big because he's small. He's just as humble as a man can be in the business and just as nice. That's Perry Como, the girl with the golden braids. I wonder if Perry is listening today. If so, he probably put his foot right down hard on the accelerator when we played his new Victor hit. You know, this Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum is a great product. Now, I say that for a lot of reasons. It's great almost any situation that you find yourself in. Let's supposing for a moment that you're just a little bit fidgety, a little bit nervous. We're all given air to those sorts of moments in this busy workaday world. Well, then you reach for Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum and see how nicely refreshed and relaxed you are. Or let's supposing for a moment that you're planning to go out in the evening. You want to make certain that your breath is sweet, Then, of course, what you do is reach for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. So almost all situations that we find ourselves every single one of our days, you'll find that Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is a perfect companion. So why don't you plan to enjoy it just as often as we all do, those of us who get it free? You practically do. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, I know that you'll like it, because people all over the world know that Wrigley is a swell product. You get some Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum today. Now let's talk to Miss Jody Sand, shall we? Jody, like a cyclone off the Kansas plains came this Chancellor record of yours that makes you the first girl singer along with Bonnie Guitar to hit the charts in a long while. I suppose this must be a great enthusiastic moment for you, isn't it?
Well, I haven't woken up yet, Howard.
I'll bet. How long have you been in the business making records?
I've been in the business a little over 6 years professionally, and I've been making records for two. I had one other.
Yes, was it with Chancellor?
No, it wasn't, no.
Because you have lifted this record company up by the bootstraps right out of the mire of, what shall we call it, ignominy? And become one of the top record labels in the country now.
I'm very proud of that.
Where is Chancellor, by the way? Where are they located?
It's a Philadelphia local.
Is that your home?
Yes.
Born and raised there and still residing in Philadelphia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what about this song, Jody, that you did? Is it the song or is it your performance? What is it that makes this record a hit? You've made other records. You've sung before. Why all of a sudden do you have a hit?
Well, Howard, I never liked the material I had to do before.
Mm-hmm.
But this song was written especially for me.
Oh, it was.
And as I sat down, we sang and they rearranged the whole thing around me. And the beginning was purely accidental. And that's a great selling point, you know, la 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 la.
Yes.
That was only supposed to close the record. But I always liked the way these boys wrote.
Uh-huh.
And I always said someday I would record for them. But I think it's the happy marriage of the arrangement, the words, which are simple and very commercial.
Swell, Eric. And then the performance itself.
And the feeling that I try to put in quotes.
Well, now, actually, I don't know if it's ever been compared to you as a lyrical line, but this to me reminds me a little bit of the old song, Little Things Mean a Lot. I think it speaks a woman's philosophy in matters of marriage and relationship of love with a boy, doesn't it?
That's true. Uh-huh.
And this, of course, always has an appeal for everyone, because I think this is the sort of philosophy that doesn't get across to the people enough, and if you can sugarcoat it in a nice melody, then it becomes a very beautiful philosophy to follow.
And that's true.
Well, now, Jody, you say that this song was written for you. How did you go about getting songwriters commissioned just to write your material?
Well, the boys weren't big at the time, and neither was I. And together we tried to do something. So whatever I said changed this, and whatever they thought was best for me, and that's the way we got together.
Are they Philadelphia boys?
Yes, uh-huh. They live a few blocks away from me. Ordinarily, I wouldn't be able to do that in a big record company.
Yes. Just neighborhood friends?
Yes.
Well, had they written some other songs that brought them to your attention?
Yes. They had You Are Mine, which is in The Burglar.
Yeah, sure.
And they had another tune by Cozy Morley,
uh-huh.
I Love My Girl.
Uh-huh.
And they have this one, and then, of course, they have Cupid following me.
Well, now, did you say to them, boys, I'd like to have you write a song for me? Is that about
the way it started? When my first record came out, they were running a teenage dance, and I went there to pantomime the song. And there was something wrong with the machine, and I couldn't pantomime my record. So while I was there, I said, well, I'll sing live without music. And I did just that, and they liked the way I sang, and they said, well, someday we'd like you to do a song of ours.
Uh-huh. And then what, subsequently they came to you and said, we have a song, will you try it?
Well, my contract was running out, and I wasn't interested in making another record with the same company.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to push them a little, and together we got a little someone to back us, and we went.
Well, now, you, in other words, then, paid for the cost of the recording date.
No, I didn't have.
Well, you didn't have to.
No.
The Chancellor people subsidized the entire cost of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, the writers will be paid off the basis of royalties, the same as you and so forth, so it was the investment of the record company. Unlike some of these masters that we hear about where person will go out and spend their own money, and they'll sell the master then to a record company. Here, the record company actually produced this record.
Yes, they did. Well, they had a few others that they sold, and nothing ever happened, and they didn't get any money, so they said, well, if we have to write, we'll do the whole thing ourselves, whether it goes or not.
Mm-hmm. Jody, it might be interesting for you to draw a comparison to your life now, as it was 30 days ago, before you had a big smash record that was a big, big national hit. How has life differed?
You're asking me to do a lot. It's so wonderful, and it's what I've always dreamed of all my life, and I'm sorry my father isn't here to see it.
In other words, you have been asking for engagements, nightclub bookings, and things of this sort for, lo, these many years, and everybody would say, Jody? Well, I'm sorry, Jody Sands. Who are you? Now, of course, everybody knows. So this is the great thrill. Jody, let's give a listen to it, because this is the full CBS network, and for Wrigley, Spearmint, Chewing Gum, we love saluting talented and swell young performers like yourself. So here's a little Philadelphia girl who has made a great record and a great name for herself, Jody Sands, with her Chancellor recording, With All My Heart. That's a pretty thing, isn't it? Fading out, like so many records do the way they make them these days. But that's Miss Jody Sands with a Chancellor recording called With All My Heart. Jody, I certainly, with all my heart, want to extend to you congratulations for a fine record. Keep sending swell ones to the disc jockeys across the country, and I'm sure that all the boys will be very happy to play them. Miss Jody Sands, our guest for today. Let me make a little bit of a suggestion, if I may, please. When you plan to go out this weekend, as you probably will, either to a picnic or a playground of some sort, take a product that everyone enjoys, because I don't care what the circumstance is, whether you're just driving, just sitting at home in the backyard, where you're having your fun, the perfect companion piece is Wrigley Spearmint. The clean, nice flavor, the good taste of spearmint is what, of course, permeates all through the gum stick. And you like it in the clean white folder, that silver foil that binds all the good precious flavor and quality into each and every stick. So remember to get Wrigley Spearmint. I know that you'll enjoy it. By the way, beginning two weeks from now, we'll be doing this show out in Hollywood, California for a couple of days on just Wednesday and Thursday, 2 weeks from yesterday and today, because we're going to go out to make our first start, our debut in a motion picture. We've been signed by Universal International to play a bit part in what looks to be a fine movie with a lot of recording artist friends of mine, Fats Domino and Gogi Grant and George Shearing Group and many, many others. And we'll be on the location out there in California on 2 weeks from yesterday and today, so our show will come right from the Universal International lot. However, that still is 2 weeks away, so, Joe, we got a lot of shows between now and then. You enjoy Wrigley Spearmint, and Joe Foss will tell you about tomorrow's performance. Joe?
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard at the same time tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.